Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
And finally, as we approach 7 o'clock on this Wednesday evening, markets and company news, our commentator tonight from Momentum Securities, Fahima Adia, welcome to you. And the big news, of course, the all-share index breaking through that major milestone, 100,000 points. It's been threatening for a while. What's behind the drive?
Good evening, Jeremy. Thanks for having me. Yes, a tremendous milestone today on the JSE, but we're also seeing some positive news from global markets. So European markets and Asian markets were higher during the course of the day. And I think what's just driving all of this has just been the positive sentiment after Trump agreed to a 15% tariff with Japan. There's also been some news that that trade deadline with China may be extended. So I believe there's also been some progress on that front. So I think it's just all this positive momentum that's just really having an impact.
I guess a market can live on sentiment for a while. So the key question would be, how long is this run sustainable for?
Yes, I think that's a good question. I think it does all depend on how negotiations play out. We still need to see deals get finalized with other big nations like China and Europe before that 1st of August deadline, which is actually right around the corner. So I think up until now, the market has just generally shrugged that off. But you really don't know what to expect, I think, with Trump. So we will just have to take a bit of a wait and see approach.
And what shares have been leading the charge and benefiting today?
So if we look at Naspers and Prosus, that was actually up quite nicely today. I think that just benefiting from the stronger performance in the Chinese market. So they're holding Tencent, benefiting from that. And then once again, we're also seeing some strength in the PGM stocks like Sibanye, Stillwater and Northam.
Now let's look at some specific company news out today. First of all, breaking around lunchtime, Natco Pharma, and this is from Sens, the stock exchange news service, Natco Pharma to acquire all the eligible issued ordinary shares of Adcock Ingram. That's another big locally listed pharmaceutical company. And it's ultimately going to lead to the delisting of Adcock Ingram from the main board of the JSE. And Adcock Ingram's price up, or share price up by around 20% today. What's behind the move and what are you reading into it?
Yes, so I think it's exactly that, you know, this buyout offer from Natco Pharma. So that seems to be an Indian-based company just looking to do a buyout for 75 Rand a share in cash. So that explains why we've seen that movement in the share price. So it looks like Bidvest will retain its controlling shareholding, however, of Adcock. And if this does go ahead, we could then see Adcock delist from the JSE, I guess another one that will be leaving. But yeah, if you look at the performance of Adcock, it hasn't been too great recently. So this might actually be a good development for investors.
Talking about deals, Canal Plus, that's the big French broadcaster, finally getting antitrust approval for this 53 billion Rand deal to take over MultiChoice. Again, it's taken an inordinate amount of time to get this deal over the line, hasn't it?
Yes, exactly, Jeremy. It's just been a very long time, but it looks like they finally managed to get that approval from the Competition Commission. And what this means now is that Canal Plus will be able to finally conclude the takeover of MultiChoice. And I think it's probably a necessary partnership for MultiChoice, given that the business has been struggling. It's, of course, lost a lot of market share to its international competitors like Netflix. And this acquisition is basically expected to help it to grow in other markets, save some costs. And then they'll also have the financial backing of the bigger group, Canal Plus. So it does look like a positive development for investors.
And MultiChoice's share price has moved positively today.
Yes, I think it's just on the back of getting that clarity on the deal that it does indeed seem to be moving ahead.
Two other company news items we should focus on. Mr. Price lifting its sales and gains a lot of ground against rivals. Again, this is a company that really does understand its customer and has got a very, very enviable lock on the market.
Yeah, so I think it was a decent result, but the market didn't respond too well. We saw some weakness in that share price earlier in the day. Reported an increase in sales of about 6%, also market share gains of 10 basis points. So that translates into 300 million Rand of market share taken from competitors over the past year. And I think it's quite significant. It just shows, I think, how much pressure the consumer has been under and how consumers have been downtrading to, more discount value offerings that Mr. Price would offer. But yes, in terms of the share price, it is looking quite undervalued at the moment. I think markets largely been ignoring clothing retailers in favor of the more exciting gold and PGM sector at the moment.
And Fahima, the company Karoo, with goodness knows how many O's at the end of its name, reporting revenue growth across all regions. Consumers, hot listeners will know the brand better through its through the Cartrack name.
Yes, exactly. So it basically provides the data analytics for the transport industry through the Cartrack. That's the main business. So it was quite a solid set of results. We saw a good start to its 2026 financial year, reported an increase of 19% in earnings per share, 17% increase in operating profit. And they say that was driven by pretty strong Cartrack subscription revenue in all their regions. So that would include South Africa, Europe, and Asia. And it also flagged that Southeast Asia is actually quite a big growth opportunity of the medium to long term. So all in all, I think it was a good update.
And Fahima, a report in Business Day today saying that the JSE is considering 24-hour trading now. So why would it be doing that? And what would the benefit be? And how logistically, how difficult would it be to create an always-on platform?
So it looks like it's trying to follow the lead from other international stock exchanges, like the London Stock Exchange, also the New York Stock Exchange have announced plans to do that. I think it would make sense considering that the JSE does have over 25% of its stocks dual listed. So that means they trade both on the JSE and on other international stock markets. And that would just enable investors to be able to trade in real time, given that developments in the US and other international markets often do have a big impact on our local markets. So that just means there wouldn't really be delayed reactions due to timing differences if you could go about with 24-hour trading. From a logistics perspective, I think it would probably require more staffing at companies to, accommodate the longer the trading hours and so forth. So it could be a bit more complex from that perspective.
And Fahima, let's save this until last. The inflation numbers out today and hitting a four-month high. And I think, as we've discussed in the past, driven by worry over food prices.
Yeah, so we are seeing a slight increase there. It's up from 2.8% in May to 3% in June. So still at that lower end of the 3 to 6% inflation target band, but looks like it was in line with consensus expectations. And like you said, it does look like the food element has increased there. Just given, the higher price we're seeing in meat because of the foot and mouth disease. So we also saw an increase in housing and utilities that was offset somewhat by the weaker fuel price in the transport sector. But despite this increase, I think it's still considered relatively low. So hopefully we could still see some further interest rate cuts at the next MPC meeting.
Well, that's exactly it. So the South African Reserve Bank is going to take cognizance of that and inevitably will extend its interest rate cutting cycle, or one hopes anyway.
Yes, we really hope so. I think, these numbers are supportive for them to do so. We also have the rand that looks strong. Fuel prices have also been lower. So it all seems supportive for further interest rate cuts.
And we'll talk to you again next week from Momentum Securities. Fahima Adia, always appreciate your time. Thank you.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.